All right, welcome to I already hate this. Okay, hi. Welcome to Local Broke Girls 300 followers AMA. Very fun, very fun. Pretty cool, pretty cool. Thank you firstly for 300 followers. I think currently I'm at like 330 or 340. Crazy. I didn't expect to be doing like another AMA so soon. Like when I hit 200, I was like thinking like, oh, maybe I should do an AMA, but then I was just like, nah, you know. And then I hit 300 and I was just like, oh, okay, you know what, this is like going up pretty fast, so let's just do another one. Because like the first one that I did for 100 was so bad because I had like the fan on and you could essentially hear it throughout the entire audio, and I was just like, haha, that ain't it, sis. So let's just pretend the audio doesn't exist. I mean, technically it's still on Soundgasm, but let's just pretend it doesn't exist. Anyway, I've already checked the sound, so hopefully this will be okay. But yeah, thank you for 300 followers. It's March. I didn't think I'd be here when I first started. But you know what? I'm glad. I'm glad. Like, I'm glad. So yeah, let's get this AMA started, shall we? For those of you who recently followed me, hi, I'm Local Broke Girl. You can call me Local. I know there are some people who call me Broke or Broke Girl. Which is like which I have to say, you know, like sometimes it really makes my heart hurt a little bit because I am broke. Well, I'm not exactly broke, but more of like, you know, it's just, you know, a little bit more money would be nice, is all. But yeah. And I have been making audio since August 2019. So I am approaching, it's been like a year and a half since then. I'm approaching 2 years, which I'm very excited about. When I first started making audios in 2019, it was like kind of like a ha, like, let's have fun, you know. And then I took a very long hiatus, essentially. Like I took multiple breaks in between. I'll post, like, I kind of posted, kind of didn't post, and then COVID struck, and then I still didn't post until like what, November, when I started again. And then I also moved, well, I wouldn't say I moved to, but more of like I started posting on GWA as well, as kind of like a way to be kind of more like sexually liberated and explore myself in a sexual manner, or like, you know, kind of understand like where my kinks were and all that shit. And yeah, and you know, essentially being more comfortable with the idea of sex and anything sexual in general. So yeah, I think that's where majority of the followers came from. But you know, Pillow Talk is still doing pretty well. Really enjoy that. And yeah, I am here. So let's get this AMA started. I fucking hate myself. Like, what the fuck is going on? Unlike last time, I did not arrange the questions to have like a cohesive order because there's quite a number of questions. And also because I have been pretty lazy. I've been pretty like unmotivated. I'm very sorry. But you know what? We will move on. We will move on. Okay, so first question, how are you doing really? If you're asking for like the very honest truth, I am not doing very well. Everyone listening to this is just like, oh fuck. No, I mean, well, you know, I wouldn't say recently. Actually, no, recently, like a month ago, like, you know, I finally moved back into my dorm. I am independent again, or like trying to be independent. But the problem with this is that, like, I am currently on my spring break, so I haven't been doing much. Like, my sleep schedule is fucked. I don't really have things to do. I am meeting my friends on like Thursday though, so like that'll be fun. You know, and just like being away from like my family's, no, from my fa from my friend formerly family and friends who are back in my home country. Like, it's kind of sad because like we're still in like the group chat and shit, and I see them being like, hey, do you want to go out like this weekend, like let's go study, and I'm just like, I am not there. And, like, it sucks, you know, I'm not very happy about it, but, you know, we'll get over it, you know, currently just waiting for my appointment, for my therapy appointment, which I've been waiting on for a month now, but, you know, it's fine, I already sent, like, a follow-up email on that, so, like, that's cool, let's just move on, but, yeah, that's how I'm really doing, you know, but, I mean, of course, I am glad, because, like, I've made like some really good friends in the past couple of months, and you know, they've been keeping me company and everything, which I'm really happy for. So yay. Okay, next question. Can you say she had a shoulder surgery 10 times? Not the tongue twister. Okay. I already fucked up the first one. She had a shoulder surgery. I'm fine. I can't pronounce words, you know, like the other day I was talking about fonts with someone, a very riveting topic, I know, and I wanted to talk about the chalkboard, like, this one font that it's called chalkboard, but I just can't say it, like, it just doesn't sound right to me. Chalkboard, fuck this, like, we're moving on. What's your favorite audio that you ever did, be it FRF, or FRM, or FRE? Favorite audio that I ever did. I'm not going to include Scriptville's. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what audios I made. Like, let's see. Well, okay, if we're talking about Scriptville's, it is like a toss-up between, like, the sex scene rehearsal and the succubus quits her job with a bang. Once, like, I was really proud of those because, I mean, yeah, it was kind of like my first time doing a script fill. Yeah, because I don't really do script fills, if you've noticed, because I am a pretty bad actress. But recently I wanted to read more scripts, and because firstly, I'm not a very good writer. And at least when it comes to, like, writing for my own audios, like, it just never works out. And I'm trying to get rid of, like, this whole, of, like, my acting voice, or at least, like, be comfortable with my acting voice, you know? And also kind of, like, to try out different characters and stuff. I say that, but I've really only been looking at scripts, which I feel like I can talk about, I can fill, because it feels like me. But, oh, someone in my dorm is awake at, like, 1:24 in the morning. It's totally fine. I say that as someone who's awake in the dorm at, like, 1:24 in the morning. If it's one of my originals, I can't tell you. I don't think I can tell you. You know, my Reddit's just not... It's just doesn't want to cooperate. Like, hello? One of my favorites. I don't think I have a favorite when it's just... Maybe the chess one. Some big brain chess playing. I quite like that one. That was kind of like my comeback audio. And... Like... I mean, it was really chill and everything. And I really enjoyed it, you know. Or... Ooh, ranking One Direction's entire discography. Like, I love that. Like... it's like funny shit, you know. I know one which I really enjoy. It was my first FRF audio, the cat girl one. I think it's titled I Love You Mistress. Yeah, I Love You Mistress. Yeah, I was really proud of that one because it was my first FRF audio, and like just writing it and, like, you know, preparing everything about it, I was just like, oh, this is amazing. And I genuinely enjoyed performing it because it was, like, kind of, like, you know, going close to my roots. I have no idea if I'm making sense, but it's, like, because I've kind of struggled with, like, who I'm attracted to and stuff. So, you know, like, it was always a bit like, ooh, like, do I like girls? Do I not like girls? Like, what am I? And then just doing that audio made me feel so like, I see, you know? And it also kind of made me realize that when it comes to girls, I'm a lot softer, like, in, like, all the effort, in all, like, the for female audios, good lord, in all the for female audios, like, I feel like I'm more of, like, oh, okay, I want to, like, take care of you, I want to make you feel special. And then when it comes to, like, the ones from men, it's just, like, fuck you, okay, like, I'm fucking in charge. I say, as I've made, like, multiple F-sub audios from men. But, yeah. Okay, next question. Oh no, you are cursed by an evil genie. Fortunately, the genie is a nice dude and lets you pick your curse. I mean, he's nice, but he's also evil. What a guy. Okay. A. Every time you walk through a doorway of any kind, in parentheses, indoors, every loose hair in the room instantly sticks to your face. Ew. B. You may only either kiss and nothing else, or hook up or do more than kissing, but you cannot kiss. Never both. Which do you choose? Obviously, I would choose B. Because if we're talking about loose hair in that sticks in my room, it also includes fur. And I don't know. That's just disgusting. Like, other people's hair is gonna get stuck onto my face. Like, that is fucking disgusting, you know? At least for B, I have the option to choose, like, who I get to kiss and hook up with. Thank you, Genie. Okay, next. What is your favorite and least favorite sex act to record in an audio? I don't think I have any. Like, I guess the ones that cause me worry the most is when it's oral, because, like, you know, I have to, like, pretend I'm giving a blowjob, and then I feel like when I speak, it's already kind of, like, muffled, because I mumble quite a bit, and so if, like, I have, like, fingers in my mouth, and I'm just, like, talking, I'm just like, can you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it makes me kind of nervous because, like, I don't know, it's just a weird experience. Yeah. I guess that's kind of, like, my least favorite. I don't think I have a favorite, unfortunately. Like, it's okay, you know what? Oral is both my favorite and least favorite, I would say. Because at least I can have sound effects if I'm doing oral. But at the same time, it's my least favorite because it's, like, a lot of manpower that goes in, it's a lot of labor that goes into recording those. Next question. Do you think that people are fundamentally good? Oh, wow. We always need to have one philosopher. Oh, my God. I'm just saying, I'm going to do this in one take. There's going to be zero edits in this. So you're going to hear me, like, flubbing every time. Do you think that people are fundamentally good? And I was gonna say that we always have to have one philosophical question in my AMA. The first one was, like, is water wet? Which I had broken myself over. Okay, but do I think that people are fundamentally good? Yeah, I think we always try to do the right thing, you know? It's just that we get lazy and we just don't want to try. So we just end up doing bad things. But I think there's always, like, a part of us that is like, I don't think you should do that. Like, I don't think you should do that. Like, even though you're doing it, right as you're doing it, it's like a little voice in your head that's just like, no, that's bad. And then you get overwhelmed by guilt and everything and regret. Yep. Okay, you know what? Let's just move on. Do you ever channel emotions from your personal experiences or memories while recording? If so, how does it feel like? I do, because once again, I'm a bad actress. And to take from Stanislavski's realism practice, I do apply personal experiences because, like, it's easier for me to relate, which is why, like, the scripts that I've been choosing, like, I try to find one that feels like me, you know, and, like, feels like something that I would say so that I can make it more realistic. Because I feel like if I do something out of that, like, it's just gonna sound weird, and then, like, people won't believe it, and then I've just done a bad job, and then, like, you know, it's a whole shebang. Yeah. And how does it feel like? Well, I mean, it definitely does make the audio a lot more personal, you know? I think especially there was one reverse comfort one that I did where I was just like why are you still here? And that one hit really hard because like I recorded that during a point in time where I was having a little bit of a breakdown. So it was just like, I capitalized on my pain. I say capitalize, but did I make any money off of it? No, I didn't. I really should have. I'm joking. Yeah, I mean, it does feel a bit weird when you listen back to it because it's just like, oh shit, I feel like I just like poured like a lot of myself into that one audio for like a stranger to hear. But, you know, that's also a bit of a sense of achievement because like, it just feels very real. And for some reason, a lot of people listen to that one. Like, you know, it doesn't matter how much I write or like try and edit and all that shit, you know. Let me try to find it. Where is it? Why are you still here? Yeah, it has like 1,300 plays. Okay, it has 1,300 plays. Let me just say that. All right. Like, you guys like it when I break down, like, woo, okay, I see you, you know, I'll try to record some of my breakdowns in the future. We'll see. Next question. Oh my god, can I please be a Widow Polk champion? I know who this is from, and I don't know if he's listening to it, but that's pretty poggers, dude. And sure, you can, you know, I welcome it. I feel like I enable a lot of things, and this is another thing that I will also enable. I think we should move on. Has your opinion on mint chocolate chip ice cream changed? Unfortunately, I have yet to eat mint chocolate chip ice cream to tell you whether my opinion of it has changed. So based off my past answer, it has not, you know. I do not enjoy mint chocolate chip ice cream, and I'm very sorry because I know a lot of people in the community enjoy it. Next question. If you were on a reality TV show, which show would it be and what role would you play? So very funny, this is a question that I ask people a lot, like when they do AMEs, like, you know, if you ever received this question, it was from me. And basically, I know that in the example, I'll be like, oh, I choose Love Island and I play the role of the hoe who kisses everyone. Which, you know, I still stand by because, like, in an ideal world, I have the reality TV body and personality and confidence. So, and I'll play the girl who, like, gets all the boys and the girls, you know, and I just kiss everyone. Because I can, and I'll still somehow become the fan favorite. But unfortunately, that's not gonna happen. But you know, in an ideal world, it would be like that. Like, as I go in, I'd be like, hi, I'm local, I'm 22, I'm currently in university majoring in law. Oh no, do I want to be artsy? Actually no, I should be artsy, majoring in art and literature, and I am just here to have fun, you know, and hopefully get into a relationship with someone, because that's what Love Island is, and also for the 50 grand, like, and then like, you play the Love Island music, that'd be so fun. Yeah, I mean, but you know, in reality, I probably wouldn't be accepted in the first place. You know, like, okay, if Terrace House was still running, okay, if Terrace House didn't fuck up, no, not if Terrace House didn't fuck up, if Fuji TV hadn't fucked up, you know, I was actually going to apply to be on the season of Terrace House. I don't think they would have accepted me because I'm not an influencer, or like, I don't really have a following, you know, so I don't know why they would take me in. And also I can't speak Japanese very well, so there really is no fucking reason to take me in. But like, I was actually going to apply, and if I were in Terrace House, like, you know, obviously I'll go in and be like, oh my god, like, you know, kind of here to like just have an experience. If I happen to find love, then I happen to find love, you know. But I can totally see myself being like kind of like a pot stirrer, because, or like at least an enabler, because that's like kind of fundamentally who I am. As a person who is very opportunistic, like if there's an opportunity, I try to take it as much as I can. Yeah, because I feel like I have a lot of regrets for missed opportunities, so I try not to. But yeah. Yes, that would be it. Yeah, and so like, you know, I'll come in as like really shy and everything, and I'll slowly build my confidence and have like someone and like be caught up in a love triangle where two guys like me, or like a guy and a girl, or two girls, you know what? What if the whole house just liked me? You know, that would be fun. And then I'll just end up choosing. And what if I just didn't choose any of them? No, I'd probably get trashed on like fucking Twitter or something. Oh well. Next question. Do your best chat impression. Oh my god. Oh no, baby girl, don't die. You're too sexy. I want to die myself. Okay, next question. How to take artsy thirst traps? Oh, if you're following my Twitter, local bro girl, I sometimes post thirst traps. And yeah, I've been trying to make them as artsy as possible because I love aesthetics, and I've decided that, like, you know what? If I'm gonna post pictures of myself, I want to make them look as aesthetically pleasing as possible. And so that's what I'm doing. So how do you do artsy things? Sunlight is always a very good tool in terms of aesthetic, you know? Sunlight, windows, and curtains. So there was one where I was essentially lying on a bed in, like, my underwear. And this was, like, prime sunlight hours. So it was just, like, going through, and then I just took a little picture, and there was, like, a little bit of a shadow, and it just looked really artsy and nice. And it also depends on, like, the kind of lingerie that you have. Because generally, lace and, like, pastel and neutral colors are seen as artsy. Of course, you can, or, like, look aesthetically pleasing or have, like, this regal and royal feel. So that's what I try to go for. Of course, darker colors would work as well. I just haven't tried yet. Also, you can always look at Pinterest to see for, like, references and stuff, you know. Adding jewelry, aside from, like, chokers and stuff, also works. And, yeah, you know, like, really, just look for reference pictures. Look for, like, reference pictures on Pinterest, and you'll be on your way. Next. If you were suddenly arrested for no reason and your face was flashed all over the news, what would your family and friends assume that you did? Okay, within my oh my god, within my friend group of like four people including me, like they were just like, if anyone's going to be a fucking dictator, it would be me. So that's probably what's gonna happen. Yeah. Yeah. If I were arrested, it was because I tried to be a dictator. I think that says a lot about me. So, you know, this is why I can create things, but I don't maintain it because I know I have bad tendencies. And that's why I'm going for therapy, all right? Next question. Talk about something you're passionate about. Okay, so Day 6 is coming back. I'm very excited for that. Yes, Day 6 is what I'm passionate about. Technically 2nd of March. So 2 days ago, Youngkae was like featured in a song by Park Min Ju called What a Wonderful Word, which I highly recommend. Oh my god, I'm gonna burp. No. It didn't happen. That's nice. Nice save. Yeah. And basically it was called What a Wonderful Word, not World, but Word, WORD. And it was so good, it was so nice and calming, and I was so scared that like the lyrics were gonna be sad, and then I searched up the lyrics and I was just like, it is not sad. So I'm very happy about it. And I just love Day 6. If you go into my Twitter, I keep promoting that, please don't go on my Twitter. But like sometimes I do gush about Day 6 a lot. Like they make a lot of songs that, you know, really hit the heart, and they have like a song for like almost every single fucking mood possible. And I love it. I love them. You know, I've seen them live like once when they had like a little mini concert in Japan, and I was just like, oh my god, you know. And it was so amazing to like see them live, and then like it really just hurt my heart whenever I hear them sing. Like my favorite song is When You Love Someone, because like the lyrics like just hit really hard, and it also has the lyrics also contain words that I wish I could hear from someone someday. So yeah, currently I am doing like a little series where I base an audio off of like their discography. And of course, I have some ideas, you know. I have some ideas. I think my mo like I've only done two. I've only done You Were Beautiful and I'm Serious. And I'm Serious did really well because it was like kind of like a confession. It was a confession audio, so yeah. And I'm very proud of You Were Beautiful. Like, you know. I do think that like it was kind of like heart-wrenching in a way, and that's what you Yeppeosal was, you know. It's like bittersweet and everything, and there can always be the idea of like underlying hurt and all. Okay, you know what, I'm rambling, I cannot be doing this, we're already at like 26 minutes, like ooh. Okay, moving on. Current song recommendations: What a Wonderful Word by Park Moon Ji featuring Young K of Day6, When You Love Someone by Day6, Telepatia by Kali Uchis. So This Is Love by Day6, Even of Day. Oh, and anything by Each and Keshi, like girl, let's go. Okay, next question. Why do you keep leaving? Okay, fuck off, all right? Once again, these are Twitter references. I have a lot of phrases that I like to say. I like saying I am leaving the premises, leaving the business, pass away, exit the stage via stage right or stage left, exit the stage via street, by a straight door, a trap door. Like, yeah, I am always leaving and always passing away, to the point where people essentially can predict what I'm going to say whenever I'm put in like a difficult spot. Like one time I was feeling a bit embarrassed because I was complimented and Merritt was just like, she's gonna leave the premises now, and I was just like so upsetting. I wish I wasn't predictable, but unfortunately I am. Next question. What about us? What about everything we've been through? What about trust? You know, I never wanted to hurt you. Very funny. I bet you guys think you're very funny. You're not, but I bet you think you are. And you guys aren't funny. But yeah, thank you for sending that in. Watch out, GWA Backstage. I am going to be performing the entire High School Musical discography in one take. I'll be doing all the harmonizing myself within that one take. There's gonna be zero editing involved. So yeah, get ready for the one woman show for High School Musical. Next question. Where do you get your confidence from? I don't have any confidence. It's called narcissism and self-absorption. Like, everyone listening to this is just like, oh Lord. I mean, a lot of it comes from spite, I must not deny. Like, it's not exactly like the healthiest place to get confidence from because it doesn't stem from like a positive root. In fact, like, yeah, which is why like I swing between confident and very insecure. Like very confident and narcissistic to very, very insecure. Like pass away insecure. And it sucks big time, you know, still trying to work on it, still trying to love myself a little bit more. I will say that like receiving validation makes me feel a little bit more confident, but I'm also working on like, you know, not having to seek out the validation of others in order to feel better about myself, because that really isn't healthy. God damn. My childhood be fucking me up now, innit. But yeah, a lot of it is false confidence, I won't deny, but as the saying goes, fake it till you make it, you know? Like, and sometimes I'll feel like I'm on top of the world. I'm just like, yeah, I'm like hot shit, you know? I'm fucking funny. I entertain. I provide good content. And then on other days, I'm just like, I'm a shitty content creator. I am worth nothing. I am useless compared to everyone else. I am garbage, okay? I'm not even garbage. I am pulverized garbage that has left this universe. Like, it can swing either way, you know? So I wouldn't say that, like, I can't give advice as to where I get my confidence from, simply because, like, it's not real. But I will say that one thing that makes me feel, like, kind of confident in myself is, like, when I put on makeup and, you know, I dress up and everything. Like, it just makes me feel like, yeah, like, I can do it. Like, yeah. Okay, next. How are your Tetris skills? Okay, I'm not gonna say I'm very bad at it. I'm like pretty okay. Obviously I'm not as good as Luna the girl next door, or Crunchy, Lustful Crunch, or like Justin, or Audie, you know, yeah, Justin Cidermouth, and Awkward Audibles. Like, they're really fucking good, you know, still trying to beat them and stuff. It's harsh. I'm not as good as Ko, like Quality VA, yeah. So I think I'm pretty average. I'm on the average side, you know. I wouldn't say I'm too bad, but I wouldn't say I'm that great either. Name three things that made you happy recently. Oh my god, the Day6 comeback. Like, news about the Day6 comeback. Everyone's just like, oh my fucking god, not Day6 again. Yeah, I'm part of the server, which, you know, I interact with daily. And the people in there made me really, really happy. Another thing that made me happy recently, I don't fucking know. I had Beard Papa, like the cream puff brand. I'm aware that Westerners don't really know about Beard Papa, and that upsets me, because Beard Papa is so good. So yeah, I had like a Beard Papa cream puff recently, and it was so good. Like, that made me actually like happy. Like, I had that cream puff and I was in such a good mood for like at least like 6 hours. I wouldn't say it made me happy the whole day, but I shouldn't have said that. Like, but it made me happy for a good 6 hours. Like, it was so good. Next, what motivates you? Spite. I'm trying to move on from the spiteful thing, you know, because like I don't think it's a very healthy way of doing things, but spite motivates me because childhood things, and I just did the peace sign, you can't see me, but childhood things. Spite motivates me because I have a very competitive nature, and I also don't like it whenever people are just like, oh my god, you fucking suck at this, and I have like the burning desire to be like, I'm gonna fucking prove you wrong. So yeah, someone once told me, like, someone once complimented me and I was just like, no, insult me instead, and they were like, no, I can't insult you because insults just make you stronger. And I was just like, fuck, you figured me out. Like, they're just like, yeah, you actually do better when I insult you, so insulting you would be the worst thing I could possibly do. And I was just like, fuck, you know, it really is the spite for me, lovies. But yeah, spite has gotten me to a lot of places, not necessarily for the best of reasons, but you know, I'm happy with the places I'm at now, and I am thankful that I was spiteful enough to like be motivated to get there, you know. But hopefully someday that will not be my main source of motivation. Next question. How many wives do you have in the community right now? Okay. Okay. I'm married to Rose, Nomi, Mindy, Ibo, Gigi, Ellie, Luna Lux, Audie, Venice. Oh my god, it's so hard to keep track. Scarlet. I hope she doesn't hear this soon, though. She's gonna think that I fucking forgot her. Oh my lord. Who else am I married to? Sorry, I just need a moment to like, okay, because I'm either married to them or they are my girlfriends. So Everyone listening, this is just like, oh my gosh, she really is a whore. I'm living out the whore life of my dreams. Yeah, I think that's it. Like, my girlfriends are Yuna, Nixie, and Addie. No, I guess we're slowly moving towards marriage soon, you know. Oh, I'm also married to David. Yeah, but I guess he isn't a wife, so. But yeah, I'm married to, I mean, like, you know, if you think about my relationships, I have, like, I'm currently in 14 relationships. Yeah, I'm very happy with every one of them. I love all of them equally. No, I guess I'm a bit biased to Rosemore because she is my first wife. Like, she was the one who proposed to me first. I still remember that day, that fateful day. But yeah. And then I'm in like 14 like relationships with parentheses, no, with quotes. Oh no, me hitting the table, oops. Okay, wow, so many questions in this one. Which piece of classical music would you recommend to a friend if they wanted to de-stress and relax? My go-to classical music piece is Chopin's Nocturne. Op 9 2 in E flat major. That one's my favorite. Op 9 2. Wow, look at her. She's a fucking genius. No, we need. I also really like Love Sir by, I'm not even gonna try and say the name. Like, I'm horrible at this. But yeah, Love Sir. You would know it from Your Lie in April. Yeah, I really like that one. Nocturne C sharp minor is also not bad. Not really my favorite, but like, you know, I'll take it. I think there was also Nocturne in C major. Is it? Let me check. Oh no, A flat major. Yes. I just like the nocturnes in general, but. Oh god, not the burp. Yeah, but Nocturne in E-flat major is my go-to. What hooks you to a song first? The lyrics, the vocals, or the music? Vocals for me. That's how I got into day 6. Once again, day 6. I feel like I need a counter for that. I'm not editing this. I am not editing this. Yeah, vocals first. I mean, yeah, it really... Mainly vocals. Vocals and music, yeah. And then I usually pay attention to the lyrics after. So yeah, I prefer listening to like how I like feeling how the music makes me feel first, and then I decide on like which playlist it goes, and then I listen to the lyrics and I'm just like, okay, maybe it should not be in this playlist because of that, but you know. And then I create another playlist, and then now I have like fucking 60 playlists. So some bad news. What type of color or combination of colors would you like to dye your hair with? Okay, well, if you didn't know, my hair is currently like pink, or rather like it's like an orange, like a peachy orange color. I really should dye it back to pink soon because it's like fading really badly. Like part of it's becoming white, but I don't know, combination of colors, maybe blue and purple, like Mindy's hair at the moment. Like, I think that's really pretty. I have yet to try green as well, so I would like to try green. Yeah. I haven't gone blonde either, I don't know. Maybe green and pink? Oh man, that's like 2012 Avril Lavigne vibes, like. Like green and pink highlights in platinum blonde hair. Oh fuck. I don't think I would look good in those, but you know, I would like to try it someday. How many languages can you speak? I can speak English, Mandarin, and Japanese, but my Japanese is currently very shit, so, I mean, I can kind of speak it, I can kind of understand it, same for Cantonese, but that's not a language, it's more of a dialect, though I guess people in Hong Kong would say otherwise, so maybe that would consider as a language. For that one, for Cantonese, I can listen and understand, but I can't speak it. So my only phrase is sik tang m sik gong, which means
I can listen, but I can't speak. And everyone is just like, everyone's just like, but you're speaking it right now. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? This is like the only phrase that I fucking understand, okay? Or like, I can fucking speak, okay? Like, that's enough. Another genie question. One day, a genie out of the blue gave you the ability to proficient. One day, a genie out of the blue gave you the ability to be proficient at playing a new musical instrument. What musical instrument would it be? I can play the piano and the ukulele. Well, I would like to try playing the saxophone. Or drums. Drums is very sexy. Or bass. I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna choose a harmonica. I'm joking. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I would like to try playing bass. Bass guitar. Yeah. Next question. Pineapple on pizza. Yay or nay? Yay. I grew up with it. Y'all can shame me all you like. If you're gonna unfollow me, fine, I guess. You know, but I like pineapple on pizza. I don't mind it. Next. If you could have a real or mythical animal as your personal steed to travel around, for example, going to work, buying groceries, and long-distance travels, what will it be and why? I can't believe the first thing that came to mind was, like, the fucking hippogriffs. Like, or, like, the thestrals? Is that how you pronounce it? Like, you know, like, the... like, you have to have seen death in front of your eyes in order to see, like, the horses in Harry Potter. Like, that's my other thought. Simply because I think I quite like them. Like, and the symbolism behind it anyway. And the idea of, like, people who have never seen death before and just, like, watching me, like, essentially, like, fly through the sky on an invisible thing is, like, kind of funny. So, yeah, I would want that. If you can only buy one type of car for the rest of your life, what would it be? Roadster, sedan, SUV, etc. Haha, jokes on you, because I don't have a driver's license. Everyone's like, it's just like, oh my god. I don't know too much about cars. You know, I'm more of a train person. Can I buy a train? Like my own personal train? I don't know. I don't really know. I'm sorry, this question really isn't for me. But thank you for asking anyway. Next. If you had to choose one kind of coffee and tea to drink for the rest of your life, what would it be? One kind of coffee and one kind of tea. Is a green tea latte coffee or tea? Because, okay, I know it says the word latte in it, but there is actually no coffee in green tea lattes. So it's not coffee or tea. Hacks. But I guess I would drink that. Like, I really enjoy green tea lattes. So that's my one kind of coffee and tea. Oh! Twisting the sentences to fit my answers. I'm joking. But yeah, I would say a green tea latte. That would be kind of like the in-betweener. If it was a coffee, I would choose a caramel macchiato. Yeah. And if it was tea... Ooh, I once had like this golden moscato tea thing, which was really, really good. And it was like shiny as well. It was really pretty. So I really like that. So I want to drink that. Yeah. And yeah, those are all the questions that I have. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble on for like almost 45 minutes, honestly. Or like, I would say 45 minutes because I'm doing the outro now and it's already hitting 44. yeah, thank you for listening to me for the past like 44 minutes. Hopefully, you know, this kept you company for a while. What else is there? Yeah, thank you for 300 followers. You know, we're slowly making our way towards 400, which I think is kind of insane. like... Oh my god, like, what? Yeah, it's crazy, you know, like, in 2019, he told me that, like, we've gotten, like, what, 300 followers, and, like, have met, like, so many people in this community. I would have said that you were crazy, because, like, honestly, I was just doing it for fun. But now I am here and I'm really happy to be here and I'm really grateful for it as well. So, yeah. Thank you very much for joining me in my audio journey, you know? Cool times. And I've also started script writing as well. Like, that's pretty exciting, you know, because I don't really write scripts. I'm more of a short stories person, but then, like, there were a bunch of things that happened on Twitter, and I was just like, oh my god, I have to write a script. And then I wrote it, and then people filled it, and I was just like, you know, that made me really, really happy. So, yeah. But yeah, thank you for listening. Happy 300, and I'll see you in the next audio. Bye!